Melanie Rubin for Parenting Ace says I'm here.
With 2:30 matches, please report.
I'm here watching the first three courts, boys 18 singles, third round matches. And I'm here right now with
Mark Nardella.
Mark, who are you here supporting?
Matthew Nardella, my son.
And Matthew plays in what division?
Plays in the 18s.
Where do you guys call home?
Syracuse, New York.
Are you here as parent, as coach, as both?
Parent.
What's the hardest thing about watching your son play on such a tremendous stage?
Actually, there's nothing hard about it. It's great. I couldn't think of anything I'd rather do.
Are you in touch with his coach while he's at this tournament?
Yes.
Do you speak to him after his matches to discuss his matches with him?
Yes.
What do you talk about?
Just talk about how the match went, details of it. I guess the progression of the match, what he did right, what he did wrong.
Do you usually wait? Do you speak to him right afterwards? Does it depend on a win or a loss?
It's usually pretty immediate. It actually pretty up and talk just to give him updates during the match as well, because he's keenly interested. So
after he's done for the day, do you typically stick around to watch his friends or to watch his opponents?
At this tournament, yeah, we stick around to watch mostly his friends. They're pretty familiar with most of the players here from playing all the years, so there's not a heck of a lot of scouting he does or I do. They just mostly here to watch their friends or who they might be interested in seeing play.
What's the most helpful lesson you've learned from any of his coaches?
I think it's pretty simple, just that the hard work equals results. So.
One final question. What's your favorite thing about the tournament here in Kalamazoo?
I think the amount of importance, the amount of preparation, the attention it's given to the players. There's some pretty good players out there, and tennis is kind of an under the radar sport in the U.S. and so this gives the players a level of attention I think they deserve. They probably deserve more, but if this were football or basketball, this would be played in a real big facility with television and everything else. So
thank you so much for taking the time with us. I wish you guys a great week.
Thank you.